Are you dehydrated?
Be honest, are you? You probably are, and that's no good because we all know hydration affects your energy, your mood, your sleep, your skin, hunger, digestion, literally all the bodily functions. Water does it all.
That's why you need to get your hands on a hydro jug. These durable and reusable jugs hold a half gallon of water, so you will stay hydrated all day long.
I actually did the water calculator that they have on their website, and I found out that for my body and activity level, I need 3/4 of a gallon of water per day, which I know I'm just not getting when I'm having a glass of water here and there. So having a hydro jug means that you can stay hydrated more and refill less.
Hydro jugs have leak-proof seals, so they will never spill. They have wide mouth openings, so you can add ice or fruit, whatever you want. An integrated handle that makes it super easy to carry, and cute sleeves with a pocket that can hold your phone or your keys.
There are also 40 different custom options, so you can choose your perfect hydro jug. Personally, I love the stainless steel ones for a super sleek look.
Get your hydro jug at thehydrojug.com, and you can use discount code GOALS to get 10% off your order today. Hydro jugs are game changers for anyone on the go.
Again, use code GOALS at thehydrojug.com to get 10% off and start hydrating today.
I feel like our whole life, we're just told by our parents or other influences in our life, oh, you should do this with your life. Oh, like, you know, this is a good route. But no one asks, what makes you happy? Like, you never hear anyone ask, like, oh, well, Nathan, what do you want to do with your life that would, like, make you happy? If I were to have listened to other people, yeah, I just would not have created this life. No one believes in you. No one supports you until you have that.
Okay, guys, we are here with Nathan Tevis. Nathan is an awesome health coach. He helps women in particular, so I know that all of the girls listening are going to get some great advice from this. And he also just has, I think, a similar balanced, well-rounded approach to health, like we kind of like to preach over here. So I'm excited for this conversation and for you guys to hear it.
What's up, guys? Yeah, I've been a health coach. I started my online business beginning of COVID. So like right when COVID happened, I started trying to figure out how to create this online business because I wanted to go into this new space, but I was kind of just like stuck at my job. And when COVID happened, I looked at it as an opportunity and I was like, you know what, rather than just sitting around like on my ass all day, I'm going to use this time to build something for myself because the position that I was in, I just didn't like it. And I wanted to, you know, pursue my dreams. So yeah, I've started my online business and we've helped 100 clients in 2021, which is like a huge accomplishment.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. This upcoming year, we're just trying to like, my goal is to get 100 clients, help 100 clients within the first 6 months of this year. Mm-hmm. And then just continue growing this because the impact is insane and it's just so fulfilling. I'm like addicted to it. I don't know how to explain it.
Yeah. The impact that like health and confidence and those things can have, it's absolutely life-changing. So being able to help other people change their lives with that is awesome.
Yeah.
So what is your journey been with fitness and wellness? Have you always been healthy and fit? What are your biggest lifestyle changes that you've made?
Yeah. So I didn't have physical background. Like I played baseball for like 5 years when I was like a kid, I think up until I was 14. And then after that, the only thing I really got into was surfing. But when I graduated high school, I was around like 135, 140 pounds and I'm 5'11". So I was like a very scrawny kid. Mm-hmm. I wish I could show you guys a picture, but I guess you could consider me like a late bloomer too. I just didn't grow up as fast as everyone. This kind of led me to compare myself a lot. And I just viewed myself as smaller and weaker than a lot of people or just like my peers. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, it just led me to not be confident in myself. And I just wasn't happy with, you know, who I was and felt that way throughout most of high school. And when I graduated, I had this goal. My best friend and I, we had like this plan to go into the Air Force. Mm-hmm. And that was like our main thing. We're like, we're not going to go to college. We're just going to go right into the military. I went to the military recruiter and they showed me this job called pararescue, which is like a special ops in the military, like comparable to Navy SEALs. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I wanted to be in the medical field, but I also wanted to do something that was like adrenaline junkie, yeah. I guess you could say. So these guys are like jumping out of planes, doing these secret missions. I was like, that's what I want to do. And again, I'm like 135 pounds. I'm like super scrawny. I had no physical background. And the recruiter just told me what I needed to do to get to this point, or like get in the military with this job. And I was like, I'll be back like in 6 months, mm-hmm. or I'll be back in like this amount of time. And I'm not even joking, you guys. Like at this point, I became obsessed with fitness.
Yeah.
And not in like a toxic way. It was more so just very laser focused on achieving my goals. And it got to a point where I was working out 5 days a week, two times a day minimum. Like this was it. And like running, swimming, calisthenics, weight training, like literally you name it. And I was doing it. And through that whole process, I could barely run a mile in the beginning in like 8 minutes. I could barely swim 25 yards without being out of breath. And I, again, was like 140 pounds. Through that year and a half, I went from 140 to 165 pounds. I could run 10 miles without stopping. I could swim a mile without stopping. I could swim underwater half a football field. I could deadlift 355 pounds. Like my main goal was just to literally be a savage.
Yeah.
And like, I did do it. And yeah, so this is when my fitness journey really started, and I became really passionate because through this whole process, I completely changed my physique. I completely like gained everything that I thought about myself. All these limiting beliefs kind of went out the window because everyone was telling me like, I wasn't going to be able to do this job. And like, I don't have a physical background. And then when I just put my head down and I just put what everyone was saying behind me and just like stuck to with what I wanted to do, I like achieved my goal. Right. Mm-hmm. So like when I just cut out what everyone else was saying and just pursued what I wanted, I ended up achieving my goal. And I got into the military with the pararescue contract. I was leaving my parents' house. I was super stoked on everything and how my life was going. And I was in for about 5 months. What ended up happening, you guys, I got injured. I had four stress fractures. I had two of my shins and two of my knees. What ultimately happened, this is like a summary of like my whole journey in the military. They ended up considering me a liability, and I got medically discharged out of the military. So like, and I just want you guys to kind of grasp this, like this whole journey. Like I dedicated a year and a half of my life to getting into the military to pursue this job. It was my main goal. And I put so many hours, so much energy, so much, even money too, to train myself and get coaches and stuff to reach this point. And then I was in for 5 months, and now we're at like the 2 year mark, and then everything crumbled down in front of my face. And I was like, I got sent back home, back at my parents' house. I was literally back at square one, and I was just like heartbroken because I just pursued like this for so long. And I got in like a very victim mentality. I was blaming things for why my life wasn't going a certain way. And this is kind of when my self-development journey started too. But started pursuing, like not pursuing, but I really just invested in myself like every day. And I read this book, and it completely changed my mindset because I was in a victim mentality, like I was saying. And this quote resonated with me. And it really was just saying that the only person that's going to get you where you want to be in your life is yourself. No one is going to get you from point A to point B except yourself. And I was like, oh my gosh, I'm out here blaming the military for why my life isn't going a certain way, when the military isn't even a living thing. I'm putting this limitation on this external thing when it actually has no control over me except the, you know, control that I give it. And I just like kind of released it. And I was like, oh my God, like I have to figure this out. So now I'm like, okay, well, what do I do with my life? Like I'm passionate about helping people because ultimately that was why I joined the military. Pararescue has a direct impact on people's lives. They're like the ambulance, but their ambulance is a helicopter. So they go into combat and save people. But I was like, what is going to give me that same fulfillment and fulfill my passion, but it isn't the military? And then I was like, oh my God, my fitness journey had just completely changed my life. Like going from 130 pound scrub to 165 pound, like athlete, literally. I was like, that has just made such a positive impact on my life. I have to help people. go through that same experience, because it has just led my life in a completely different direction than I ever thought.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so I know it sounds ironic now, but I'm just super grateful that I got kicked out of the military.
Right. I was going to ask what your perspective is on it now that you've seen your life unfold after.
Yeah. So what I realized about this whole process and this whole journey, my friend Lexi, she talks about this kind of thing as the happening.
Sure.
You don't really know, like, the process that you're going through really sucks at times. And like, there might be points in time where you're just like, what is even going on? Like, I feel like my life is so low. I have no direction. I don't know what to do with myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not until you're out of that happening, until you actually realize that your life was just redirecting you a different way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So I think this moment and that whole process, everything just helped me understand and grasp about surrendering and to just really let go and stop trying to control everything, because like our ego really just wants to control everything in our life. And that will cause us to be frustrated and stressed. And when you just surrender to things that happen in our life, it's like a lot easier on your mind, because you're not trying to control everything. You're just having these events pass through your life as clouds. Mm-hmm. And when you just surrender to what's happening and just trust that if you are pursuing and align with the person that you want to become in the future, everything in your life will fall into place. And it's going to direct you to that higher self or to the person that you do want to become. So when things are happening in my life that I'm like, oh my gosh, this moment sucks, blah, 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 like, what am I even doing? I just try to remember and just surrender to that moment, because I'm in the happening.
Yeah.
And I don't know where it is taking me, but mm-hmm. all I know is like, if I stay true to myself and I'm aligned with who I want to be, it's going to direct me to the person I want to become.
I didn't know that part of your story, and it's actually very moving. Like, I feel like even just listening to you say that, I'm so inspired by it. And I feel like I've learned so much. And I feel like I want to take on more of that surrendering mindset, because I find myself trying to control too many things in my life. And if things don't go at the exact pace that I want to see them going, I almost look at it as a negative instead of looking at the bigger picture of how far I've come and just surrendering to this is what's happening right now. And like, why fight take it. A negative approach, and why fight the things that are happening in your life? So I really like that.
Yeah. It's so true. And it's so much easier when you just let it go, because mm-hmm. that stress that you build yourself up and that frustration, it just like kind of goes away, because you're like, okay, well, you know, I'm on my path and I'm aligned with who I want to become. Everything falls into place and everything will work out mm-hmm. as long as you stay consistent and stay true to that.
Yeah.
So kind of just to redirect onto like how this played into my life.
Yeah.
When I started my fitness business, my whole fitness journey really helped me develop the skills that I needed to actually build a business, right? Because through my whole fitness journey, I learned how to stay disciplined. I learned consistency. I learned how to overcome obstacles. I learned how to see things through and finish the things that I set myself out to do. So these skills that I developed went right into my self-development journey and me starting my business. And I had all these skills. And again, before COVID happened, I was just working at a gym. And then I was like, you know, COVID happened. And I had this, like, I was like, I need to start this business, because I wasn't doing what I actually wanted to do. And I was like, I want the freedom, and I want to be able to have an impact on as many people as I can. Online coaching, you can help a lot of people at one time. So I was like, okay, I want to start this whole thing. So COVID happened. I started the online business. It kind of didn't do good in the beginning. I had to grow my social media. And obviously my girlfriend has a decent following, and that kind of helped me start things up and just like get everything on the ground.
I think sometimes people think like just by being connected with someone that has a big following that it automatically translates. But we know from each other that our audiences have almost 100% been grown organically separately. So take credit for what you've done as well.
And I've gotten that from literally my family too. Mm-hmm. They tell me, they're like, oh yeah, the only reason you're successful So yeah. And I was just like, okay. I mean, at this point, again, I don't really, since I have prove to myself I can get to this position on my own.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It has really helped me get out all these external comments or opinions to the point where they don't really affect me, because I've been hearing it so long. And when I just continuously prove to them that what they say isn't true, and I can just show myself that, the belief that that gives you is like insane.
Yeah.
And especially like my whole fitness journey too, like going from 140 pounds to 165 pounds right after high school, like the belief that that gives you in yourself is insane. And that's what I try to tell my clients too. I'm like, you guys are at this phase right now to where if you can stay consistent and develop a sustainable lifestyle, the result isn't just going to be, you know, like a physical result. There's a feeling that you get, a sense of accomplishment that you get, where it raises your self-confidence. And as you stay consistent with that, it's going to improve your own self-belief. Mm-hmm. And that is exactly what happened with me. I developed this self-belief in my fitness journey, and that went right into other aspects of my life. Fitness is such a big teacher. And I have learned, again, I've developed so many skills from fitness that have played such big roles in other areas of my life. And I just would not be who I am if it wasn't for my fitness journey. People just think it's like, okay, like it's just about the physical look and just that. But like, it's so much deeper than just that. Like, it's so much deeper. The mindset you develop, and again, the skills that you develop, is going to help you in so many aspects of your life. But anyway, so then at that point I was like, okay, you know what? I want to have a direct impact on people. I figured out I want to do training, and I just straight up invested all my time. I went 100% all into this. And at the time I was living in my girlfriend's mom's house. So Hannah and I lived in her house before we moved out here. Mm-hmm. And it was like kind of humiliating to me, because I'm like, I live in my girlfriend's mom's house. And it was just a big motivator for me to continue pursuing what I wanted to, you know, the life that I wanted to live.
Yeah.
And I didn't let that affect me. I just kind of put my head down, just like I did in my fitness journey. And I didn't tell anyone what I was doing. Three people told me, they gave me their opinion on what I should do with my life. I heard that, and I was like, okay, you know, I'm not telling anyone anything. I'm just going to
work in silence. Prove with show them exactly. The results.
Exactly. And that's what happened. And yeah, again, now 2021, last year, we helped 100 clients. Now everyone's on my team.
Your Instagram 100%. Bio says that you help women who are uncomfortable with their body regain confidence without restricting their favorite foods. And I think that's a very strong, great mission statement. And it made me curious about a few things. First, what made you want to work specifically with women?
Yeah. So honestly, I was pretty intimidated to help men when I first started. Like, I felt like I could connect with women and build better relationships with them. And also, again, like I was saying, my girlfriend has a decent following, and a lot of most of her following, or majority of it, is women. And that really made that concrete, because, you know, they're always in my DMs. So like, I was like, okay, well, you know, they're in my DMs. And I was capitalizing on that. And really, I wanted to help older women initially. But then I realized all these younger women were coming, kind of like flowing or funneling down to my account. And I was like, you know what? I think that I could have a bigger impact by helping these young women.
Mm-hmm.
So like, honestly, working with women has taught me so much, like helping them develop more self-love and understanding how to improve it has even helped a lot for myself. Like, improving their body image too has helped me with mine. And it's definitely something that men struggle with.
Yeah.
And it's not really talked about, but overall it's taught me a lot. Like, helping with women improve their relationship with food is one of the main things that we do. Mm-hmm. And I didn't even realize it was such a pressing issue until I did start working with women. Like, about a third of our clients struggle with their relationship with food.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now, since I understand how to do that and how to help women through that process, I feel like I have like an obligation to continue working with women, because a lot of trainers or even nutritionists, like a lot of my clients have worked with, you know, dietitians even, and they don't really help them, or they don't even know how to properly help them overcome it.
Yeah.
And it's just something that I've since we started working with women, I've been able to figure out a process to help them overcome that. And you guys, like, women will come into our program and literally have had a bad relationship with food their entire life, because like a lot of dancers or performing arts women, and it's just kind of helped me gain like an experience to help them overcome it. But they'll come in eating like 900 calories, or like 1,000 calories, like, or even just like one meal a day. And by the end, they're actually getting results because now they're fueling their bodies. Mm-hmm. And it's just insane to see, because we completely changed their beliefs around food. And by the end of the program, they're like, I haven't felt this way about food like forever. Like, I've always had this weird feeling, or like even like a scared feeling to eat certain foods, where they restrict themselves. And, you know, food is really an experience of life. Mm-hmm. That's what, like, food is like a source of happiness for me.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I love food. And just to help them go from like something they've been struggling with for so long, and then after 3 months, they're like, have a completely different mindset around it and continue on with their growth after, is just like, again, the feeling is just so rewarding. And that has really concreted me working with women.
Yeah. And why do you think so many women are uncomfortable with their bodies? I know you talked about dancers or more performing arts, but.
Main thing is comparison. I think that is the main thing. Friends, social media, et cetera, like, comparison is what starts all of it, I feel. And also, again, like you're saying, from a lot of dancers, I see a lot from dancers that come into our program, those outside influences like parents or coaches, they put a lot of pressure on them to look a certain way. Yeah. And they kind of put this skinny look on a pedestal and be like, oh, you know, like, you guys need to be skinny when you're out on stage. And, you know, this kind of creates this toxic culture for women. And when parents and coaches are telling their kids, like, hey, you guys need to, you know, be skinny, or like put an emphasis on looking skinny. Imagine being a kid and hearing this and the beliefs that are starting to be set in you.
Yeah,
these beliefs don't go away until you break them down in the future. These will carry over into your adulthood. And then that's kind of what we have to do, is like, look, you guys, you just have a negative belief about food, and we have to break that down, because your thought process and what you think about food is not true.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just becoming aware of that your thought process around food, and you have a belief that is not true, is what is continuing them to stay stuck in this, like, you know, restriction or feeling guilty for eating certain foods. So yeah, I would say the main thing is comparison. Mm-hmm. That's really what I see has made women struggle with their body image.
Yeah. So throughout, you know, working with women and every aspect of your coaching, both fitness, mindset, food, in your experience, what have you seen make the most positive impact on body image?
Yeah. So I think the answer is really just overcoming it. Or the answer to overcoming it is really just acceptance and improving your mindset around that. That's literally what it comes down to. Like, when we don't like something about ourselves, like, even all of it, we've all experienced this. When we don't like something about ourselves, we see it as something separate from us. Like, and how can you ever feel whole when there are parts of you missing, right? Like, no external thing is going to fulfill an internal feeling that is lacking.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, you see women that may not be in the best shape, but are confident, like, are super confident, right? And I'm telling you, it's literally your mindset. Yeah. And when you can accept with where you're at and understand that the position that you are in is not forever, as long as you are putting in the consistent work you need to get there, it's a lot easier on your mind, right? Because the judgment and comparison goes away, because you realize that you are on your own journey. You are not Jane. You're not Sarah. You're not Caroline. You are you, and you can't judge your chapter 3 to someone else's chapter 12. It will literally eat you alive.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that helps out too is making that consistent investment in yourself. If you accept where you're at, on top of eating more nutrient dense foods, moving your body 3 to 5 times a week, and developing your mindset with books and podcasts, you are increasing the value of the thing that you're investing in, which is yourself. Right. And when you start to value yourself more, your self-worth improves, your self-love improves, your self-confidence improves. Right. And when all that improves, you have higher standards for yourself. You start to set boundaries that you don't let people cross, and you stop putting your energy into things that don't align with the person that you want to become. Right. And this is what we help our clients with, because when you can develop self-confidence and self-belief in yourself, this is going to make such a positive impact in your life, not only with like how you feel about yourself, just like in every, I would say like in every aspect.
Yeah. When it comes to improving that relationship with food, what do you think is the right balance between being mindful and disciplined over nutrition in terms of reaching your fitness goals and eating foods that, you know, nourish your body and make you feel good, versus having that flexibility and food freedom? Because I know we all preach balance, but how do we define what the right balance is?
I honestly, what I tell everyone, the perfect routine is a routine that you can stick with. So obviously having that balance, but what's sustainable for you, right? Like, I think when you understand what weight loss and weight gain come down to, this is a lot easier to grasp, which is mainly just understanding energy balance. Like, I feel like that's like the main thing, is understanding energy balance, because our bodies, they don't know what we put in our bodies as healthy or unhealthy, right? It just breaks down the macronutrients. But obviously, if you feel you want to feel your best, feel energized and feel your body, a majority of the food that you eat should be nutritionally dense. But if you are restricting foods because you think they'll cause weight gain, understanding energy balance is also going to help in this aspect, because restricting foods is only going to negatively impact your life, right? So you have to when you can understand what all this comes down to, and this is, again, how we help women overcome a bad relationship with food, is educating them on nutrition. Because when you understand what this all comes down to, you realize that you can still eat pizza or ice cream or cake or whatever, you know, your favorite foods are, as long as like it comes down to that energy, right? Because food is literally energy. Nothing like we put this morality around food as good or bad. And that's not even like, our body doesn't know. It just knows the macronutrients. So you can still indulge in, you know, going out in a weekend and having drinks with your friends without it actually negatively impacting your life. Because when you have this long-term mindset, you understand nutrition and you can live your life by eating foods that you enjoy, but also having a majority of them healthy, right? Like, this is what that balance comes down to. And it's just obviously figuring it out over time. I think that's like what it comes down to.
Yeah, I agree that having that understanding of nutrition, like, it gets rid of all of the myths and the fear and things around it when you just actually understand like what all different types of food it are, how they break down and help you. It gives you more of that flexibility to like be able to look at a plate and know what's in it, but also know that none of it is like gonna hurt you in any way. Some's just gonna be more nutritious during times, but like none of it is like poisoning you or anything, you know, like everything is like fine when you just look at it as food, you know.
100%. And I think too, when you develop that long-term mindset and realize like, okay, this isn't just like a three-month thing that I'm doing, when you have a long-term mindset and you realize like this is just your new lifestyle, when you eat ice cream or cake or, you know, whatever food you would consider quote unquote unhealthy, that long-term mindset makes you realize like, hey, if I indulge in this, like right now, it's not going to impact my long-term results.
Right.
Because you have to have the mindset of this is just my lifestyle. When you're in it for like, okay, I don't feel confident with my body and I'm going to try to get results as fast as I can within the next 3 months, you're not setting yourself up for success, right? Because this is that perfectionist mindset, and just like people like will go 0 to 100 and then just like they can't sustain what their, you know, routine is. And then they're going to fall off and feel bad about themselves.
Right. You go 0 to 100 and then back to 0 when you could have just been like 80 the whole time.
Exactly. And then that just causes them to you know, put themselves down and just like feel shitty about themselves. And then they're like, oh, Monday's coming around, I'm going to get right back on it.
Mm-hmm.
But again, if you just develop something for the long term, which is sustainability, you're going to have results for the long term.
Yeah. Man,
it's the lifestyle. It's not a 3-month keto diet or something.
Yeah. So talking about sustaining these things and making a lifestyle out of it, we're coming to the end of January. Obviously, there's a lot of hype around making these huge changes, starting a fitness journey in the new year, and that excitement can be really motivating. But you know, when we get to this time towards the end of January, when that initial hype goes away, how can people sustain their habits and continue to reach their goals?
First, I would start off with developing a routine that is sustainable. I know I keep going back to sustainability because, mm-hmm. guys, this is literally key. Something that you can stick with. And the biggest thing that has helped our clients is understanding energy balance, to go back on that too. So they can still eat the foods that they love and also make a routine that they actually enjoy. Because if you're restricting certain foods throughout your journey, if you're restricting certain foods and you're going to get results from that, what happens when you go back to eating those foods?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have to learn how to incorporate all different types of foods so you can get results for the long term. Because if you get great results, but you cut out carbs or you cut out, you know, sugar, whatever, and you got great results, well, what's going to happen when you start putting that back into your diet? Like, you never learned how to sustain your results. So you have to learn how to incorporate the foods that you love throughout your routine, because if not, you're not going to get results for the long term.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if you don't enjoy what you're doing, no one is going to enjoy what they're doing when they're restricting foods that they actually like, right? Mm-hmm. Like when you're eating chicken and broccoli and rice, right? You're not going to enjoy it. And if you don't enjoy what you're doing, you're not going to do it for the long term.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You need to focus on developing a lifestyle, because ultimately it's our lifestyle that produces results.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So that's like the ultimate thing, is like your lifestyle is what produces results. You need to learn how to get results while still incorporating the foods that you like, coming down to energy balance. And when you can still incorporate those foods and get results, you're going to enjoy the process and you're going to stick with it for the long term. Mm-hmm. Because now, right, you're eating what you like. And if you can get results eating your favorite foods, of course you're going to stick with it.
Mm-hmm. And why do you think that so many people get in those cycles of giving up and starting over again and again and again?
Like I was saying before, it's because the routine isn't sustainable.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people have a perfectionist mindset, like I was saying, and they like to go 0 to 100. Like, I just want like you guys to, like, even, yeah. you know, the listeners, ask yourself, which of these is easier? Jumping straight into a cold shower or getting in a warm shower and gradually making the water colder? So why I'm even saying this is because you just want to start small and add on something new every couple of weeks. Don't say I'm going to work out every day. Start off with, okay, I'm going to work out 3 days this week. Don't have a morning routine with 10 tasks to do. Just start off with like 3 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
Or with nutrition too. Don't say, I'm going to go this whole month only eating healthy foods. I'm not going to indulge in, you know, these other things. When you restrict yourself, you're going to binge on it later. Like, you have to know that, like, whatever you restrict, you're going to binge on it later.
Yeah.
So it's not about having these extreme goals and setting them for yourself. You want to just go in a warm shower and slowly turn it cold until you can handle, right, this new routine that you have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like, that's what I think is the best thing to do.
Yeah. When somebody decides that they want to make long-term sustainable changes to their lifestyle, what are those few initial habits or steps? You know, what's the warm shower? Like, what's kind of that territory?
Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, it literally does come down to your daily habits. Like, that is the main thing. And when you can start small, that's like, that is what is going to set you up for success. Like, our habits ultimately over time, as we stay consistent with them, they compound, right? Like, our daily habits compound over time into something big. The reason this is important is because our habits develop into our lifestyles, and our lifestyle is what produces a result,
mm-hmm.
right? Like, like your guys's lifestyle is producing your current result.
Yep.
My current lifestyle is producing my current result. Again, it's not in what can I do in these next 3 months to get me at X. It's what kind of person do I need to become? What are the habits? What are the traits of the person that I aspire to become that I need to adopt into my life?
Mm-hmm.
And these habits, as you stay consistent, are going to develop into your new lifestyle. So it's a slow process, and you have to add in habits that you can stay consistent with. And with me, what I would recommend is anyone just starting out, you should start off with just, again, 3 days, 3 days a week of working out, just get 3 days of movement in.
Mm-hmm.
Again, and you want to make sure it's something that you enjoy doing. Your morning routine, start off with 3 to 4 things that you know you can stay consistent with. And every 2 weeks, add on something new. Same thing with your workouts. You stay consistent with 3 days a week. Okay, well, now I can do, you know, let me try 4. Let me try 5. Let mm-hmm. me, you know, stay active. As long as you're in that 3 to 5 day range, that's ultimately what I tell my clients is succeeding. You don't have to work out every single day. Like, all of our lifestyles are different. You need to stop comparing yourself to someone that's like a personal trainer that can be in the gym every day.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, just you are on your own path. And even for my lifestyle, I am not working out the way I used to when I was training to get into the military.
Sure.
I really want to get back into that lifestyle because it made me feel great. But at this moment in time, I'm very caught up in building my business and focusing mm-hmm. on social media. So right now it's like, I can't fully focus on it. Like I would want to. Like, you guys are just trying to live a healthy lifestyle. You are not professional athletes.
Right.
Like, develop something that you enjoy and that you can stick with. Because even myself, I don't work out with weights 5 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm working out with weights at the gym or even at home 3 days a week. But the other days, like the 2 to 3 other days that I would say, or that I would get movement in, I'm doing things that I like to do. Like, especially out here in Hawaii, right? It's like summer year round. So like, I love surfing. I go surfing all the time. I also love hiking. Surfing is working out my back and my shoulders and my endurance. Hiking is working out my legs and also like endurance and cardio.
Mm-hmm.
These are things that I like to do, but are still helping me stay active.
Yeah.
Right. So for someone like women listening to this, you guys could dance, you guys could swim, walk your dog, or even just walk, just go on a walk.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to do something crazy every single day of the week. I would recommend at least 2 of those be resistance training. But then do something that you like to do, because again, you're in this for the long term. You need to develop something that's sustainable. And if you can work out with resistance training 2 to 3 days a week, on top of incorporating things that you enjoy, you're going to develop a routine that you actually like. And when you actually like your routine and it's getting you results, you're going to stick with it
mm-hmm.
because it's not insane. You're not an athlete. You're living a healthy lifestyle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And finally, so we're big believers that fitness is one part of an overall fulfilling life. Like you were just talking about, what are some other things in your life that bring you that happiness and fulfillment?
Obviously, consistently investing into yourself and continuously growing is going to improve your life.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing that I tell everyone, and again, away from fitness and away from like all this stuff, do what you want to do with your life, like not what other people want you to do with your life. This is your life. Do what makes you happy, because ultimately that's the main goal for all of our lives, right? We just all want to be happy. And if I listen to the people that told me what I should do with my life, I would not be in the position that I am right now. Who knows? Anyone listening, like, if you were to follow your dreams and you were to focus on yourself and strictly just focus on becoming the best version of yourself, like throughout this journey and me focusing on becoming the best version of me and pursuing what I want to do with my life, I get so many messages of people saying they're inspired by me and just like, wow, Nathan, you are a completely different person from when, you know, we used to hang out in high school. Or like, Nathan, like the fact that you are just consistently showing up for yourself each day is inspiring me to do that for myself. When you continuously focus on yourself, become the best version of you, it brings people with you and people around you, your family, your friends, your peers are going to see you. And even if they don't say anything, it's having an impact on them because this is what they're thinking. Mm-hmm. Oh my God, Nathan did that with his life. I could probably do the same thing with mine. Like, he was just this person back in high school and look what he's doing. Mm-hmm. Right. So if I didn't do this, like, and even for the listeners too, like, if you guys aren't becoming the best version of yourself, you're doing a disservice to the people around you. Mm. And I think the main thing for all of us, become the best version of ourselves, do what makes you happy, and bring people that want that same success or that same fulfillment with you. Mm-hmm. And that is going to have you living a fulfilling life, even if it's not a mansion, you don't have the Lamborghini or whatever, right? Yeah. It doesn't even matter. Ultimately, you know, there's rich, sad people, you guys. Like, it doesn't matter what mm-hmm. ultimately happens. It's just, how do you feel about your life when you aren't comparing to others?
Yes. Yeah, absolutely.
Wow. Okay. I love that so much. Honestly, I feel like I feel so motivated and inspired by this conversation. Like, I feel so yeah. energized by it. So I just know that everyone listening must feel the same way. So where can they find you, Nathan, after this?
I'm mainly on Instagram. You can check out my Instagram at nathan.tev. Mm-hmm. I have like a bunch of testimonials on there. I'm posting like a lot of value, and this upcoming phase of how I want to take everything is strictly like growing my following, and I'm just going to produce as much value as I can mm-hmm. for my following, because I just want to help people and just like get them on track. If you guys want help with that, you know, follow my page and you'll see it all there.
Yeah. And we'll link all of your information down in the show notes. You guys can just click and go check out Nathan, but thank you so much for talking to us. This was awesome.
And yeah. Thanks for having me. I'm stoked.
And thank you guys so much for listening. I don't know about you, but I feel super inspired and motivated after that conversation with Nathan. We hope you enjoyed it as well, and we will see you guys next week on Girls with Goals. Bye.